Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colonnade.
Hey, good morning. Happy to be joined now by Trevor Maddish, WMAL's Redskins analyst and Comcast Sportsnet co-host, and a former Redskins long snapper. Trevor, talking to you today. The Vikings beating the Redskins yesterday 38-30. What happened yesterday?
Well, what happened yesterday was the pass defense completely disappeared. They didn't get pressure on the Vikings quarterbacks, and the defensive backs weren't able to mark the receivers. As a matter of fact, there were a couple of receivers. One of them, Stephon Diggs, a former Maryland player, that had huge games against the Redskins, and they just couldn't stop those guys. Adam Thielen was another one, a guy that played at a very tiny college in Minnesota, I think. The Redskins couldn't stop him either, and that's uncharacteristic because the secondary is one of the best aspects of this team, but they really had a terrible game yesterday.
What was going on with the secondary? I felt like every time I looked up, there was a Vikings player like well beyond the secondary just waiting for an easy ball to be thrown to him.
Yeah, some of it was that they didn't get a good pass rush. And that was a real problem. The quarterback for the Vikings had plenty of time to sit back there and throw the ball. Then any quarterback will torch you if you do that. But it's interesting to hear the comments of some of the Redskins defensive backs after the game, Vince, because one of them, DJ Swearinger, said that they practiced poorly during the week, especially on Friday. He said on Friday there were guys that were gashed. That's his word, gashed, by the passing game of the scout team. And that is something that you just can't have. And he said that until they change that culture of practicing better, especially on Friday, they'll never turn it around. And that was kind of eye-opening because that means in his eyes they don't practice that well on Friday. And that's a problem. And then Josh Norman said that they were trash. That's his words in the secondary. So I think, you know, they've got the leaders to get it turned around. The coaches are good coaches. They're trying to get them to do this stuff. But a lot of times young players don't know how to practice. And it takes a game like this to actually open up their eyes and listen to leaders like Norman and Swearinger and their coaches to get them to do the right things.
The final minutes of the second quarter, you had Trevor Maddich throwing a quarter. Yeah, it was Kirk Cousins.
You did great,
I had you throwing it.
Yeah, thank you.
It was Kirk Cousins threw an interception. How much did that play into the loss? Because they went into the half down.
Mary, that was terrible. Just absolutely awful. Because it really turned the game around. The Redskins were hanging in there, and the Vikings, when they got that interception, set up a short field touchdown.
Right.
And it's also partly on the defense. They could have kept them out of the end zone and forced a field goal. But that was huge. But I think what was even bigger than that were two opportunities left on the table for points. And really, this was the difference in the game, what I'm about to tell you. For all the bad things that they did, this to me was the worst. There were unforced errors, two unforced errors that the Vikings defense had nothing to do with that cost them 8 points. The first one was a 4th and 2 on the Vikings 35-yard line. Chris Thompson, the Redskins running back, was running wide open up the right sideline because his linebacker covering him had stumbled and almost fell down. Cousins threw that ball to him high and toward the sideline. So Thompson caught the ball. It was an amazing catch, but he ended up going to the ground and out of bounds instead of going into the end zone, which is what it should have been. Had Cousins thrown that ball towards the end zone, Thompson would have caught it running and would have scored a touchdown. Now, on that drive, they ended up stalling and they kicked a field goal.
Right.
So 3 points instead of 7, it cost them 4 points. The other one was at the 3-yard line. The receiver Josh Doctson, was on the right side. He ran into the end zone and broke out to the right. His defender stumbled. Check that. He made a great move is what happened. And he was wide open for an easy touchdown. It was a perfect throw from Cousins, but as that ball was in the air, Doctson stumbled, fell down, and the ball ended up falling to the ground harmlessly. The Redskins got a field goal on that play as well, or that drive. So at 3 points instead of seven. The second time that they left 4 points on the table, and 4 plus 4, 8 points, and how much did they lose by? 8 points. Unforced errors.
I was amazed. So, yeah, it was unforced errors and failing to rise to the occasion at the big moments in the game, it seemed like, that the Redskins fell asleep on. But there were some really bright moments yesterday. I remember one, Kirk Cousins scores a rushing touchdown, puts his arm down in the end zone, and it looks like it's a fumble that gets returned all the way in the other direction. On review, it's awarded to Cousins, and which was fantastic. The other is Maurice Harris made, I think, maybe the most incredible catch we've seen all year. I saw NFL's Twitter account put it out as maybe the catch of the year. A one-handed grab falling into the end zone. He tucks it into his body. They didn't even establish that he had it until they reviewed it. What did you make of that catch?
What I made of that catch is, where's Terrell Pryor? Because you're right, that he jumped up in the air like Odell Beckham Jr. of the Giants. He stabbed it out of the air with one hand. The defender was right next to him contesting that. It was a perfect throw, a circus catch. And the fact that he maintained possession and then got into the end zone, just barely into the end zone for the touchdown, was astonishing skill, and it was beautiful to watch. It's one of the great things about this game of American football, that kind of a play. But they had just signed Maurice Harris off of their own practice squad. They just activated it and gave him that opportunity to catch that ball. Why wasn't it Terrell Pryor? They didn't throw the ball one time to Terrell Pryor in today's game, or yesterday's game. And truthfully, there were times when he was running routes to clear defenders away from other intended receivers. And it looked to me like he was running those routes in a lackadaisical way. You've got to run those clearing routes as if you're the primary receiver, so the defense focuses on you and it does clear the space for the other guys. Well, the fact that they didn't throw that ball early in that game to Pryor, but instead they threw it to a guy off the practice squad, had better be the last and final wake-up call opportunity for Pryor, because they need him to step up like Maurice Harris did on that one-handed catch.
All right, well, the Redskins now 4-5, off to face the red-hot Saints next week. They're traveling for that, and we'll talk to you after the game. Appreciate it, Trevor Mattis,
right,
as always.
Thanks, Barry.
Nice to talk to you.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.